You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Oh, this is pretty good.
Isn't that cute? It's called Monkeys Spinning Monkeys.
Monkeys Spinning Monkeys?
Yeah. It's big on TikTok.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's cute.
This is good for...
It's like we're busy little workers, you know?
Yeah, long time, first time. Yeah. It's perfect. We're going to start with, because the lines are full, we're going to start with Deanna. Hi, Deanna. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dom and Jeremy.
Hi.
Hey.
We're not saying there's a lot of pressure on you guys because last Friday the callers were so good, but there's a little,
Just a little bit
of pressure.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm trying to do my best.
Well, what are you doing this weekend? You're going to work?
Yeah, I'm going to work right now.
All right. What do you do?
I work at National Renewable Energy Lab. It's NREL. It's the field office in Golden.
Renewable energy.
That sounds important.
Like all renewable energies or just one in particular?
Oh, they work on all types here. They work on solar, on biofuels. What else do they do?
Which one's your favorite?
Wind power. Well, the one I work on is on concentrated solar power.
Oh.
You know, there's the whole thing, right? Yes, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, sir. If you go to, like, Las Vegas, there's, like, that concentrated solar power field, and it's, like, this really big tower surrounded by mirrors, and that's what that is.
That's really
cool. Well, there's all these stats, right, that say the amount of sunlight that hits the surface of the planet, you know, in, what is it, like, 1 minute could power everything for the next 1,000 years
or
something?
Did you just make that up?
No, I don't
know. He's making things up, Deanna.
I don't know the exact stats, but I know that... So much solar energy hits the earth that we don't use, it could power us forever. The problem, and we talked about this the other day, Jeremy, is how to store it. Am I right, Deanna?
Yeah, and that's what I'm working on. We're using salt as a storage system.
There you
that's
go.
That's pretty cool stuff.
You got to come up with good storage.
It's important work.
Now, enough about that. What are you doing this weekend that's going to make us jealous?
Oh, I'm going out of town.
Where?
I'm going to the sand dunes.
Oh, nice. I've never actually been down there for as long as I've lived in Colorado and everything. I mean,
yeah,
I've never been down there.
I think it's a blast.
They're really cool.
I think
their visitor
too.
Center is like really educational. It's one of the best visitor centers I've been to for a national park.
Well, the whole thing is it's just I feel like I'd be itchy the rest of the weekend.
You're going to listen. You'll find sand coming out of your orifices for a couple of days afterwards.
Are you prepared for that?
Oh, yeah, I'm an old hat at this. I love going to the sand dunes.
All right.
I love when I went, I remember we went to the very top, the highest you can come, you can get to, and then we ran down, and running down the sand dunes.
Did you go, wee?
You kind of can't help it. I mean, it's a hoot. Am I right, Deanna, or am I right?
Yeah, and then if you're, like, extra smart, you bring, like, a snow sled.
Yeah, I've seen the people doing that, where you slide down them.
Get on a saucer or something.
But again, sand and orifices.
That's so wild.
I would have to saran wrap my orifices, so extra protected.
Well, you like that anyway, from what I hear. Deanna, you are absolutely delightful. You got us off on exactly the start we wanted, so thank you. How long have you been listening to this silly show?
I've been listening to this show since I was 12 years old, and... Me and my family, we would be going to elementary school, and we'd be listening to the brain teasers.
Yeah, but yeah, the brain teaser is a big feature.
And we would bug our dad to, we would always get to school right before you guys announced the answer. And so we would have to bug our dad for after work to tell us what the answer was. And so I've been listening since I was in elementary school.
Wow.
And
thank you. That's
now
cool.
I'm in my 20s.
Yeah.
We love you for that. And that's why I started the Mindbender Club for people like you who hear the question and don't hear the answer. Then you get an email to you. So, Deanna, I hope you have a brilliant weekend. Have fun at the dunes, okay?
All right. Have a good one. Thank you, guys.
Bye,
thank you.
What a sweetheart.
Charming.
Now say hello to Holly.
Hi, Holly.
Hey, good morning, boys.
How are you?
Why have you never called us before? What's your problem?
I don't know. Just hadn't thought of it and finally did.
Yeah, you're busy.
Well, it's about
busy
time.
Busy lady.
What do you got going on this weekend? Anything fun?
Yeah, I took the day off today from work and I'm going camping.
Hey.
Oh, all by yourself? Or do you have friends going? Or
No, going camp. We're going on a girls' trip. So some friends from actually since first grade.
Girls' camping trip.
Wow.
We'll tear it up in the mountains.
Now that brings up an interesting point, though, because Jeremy asked if you were going by yourself. Let me ask you. Well, I'll ask both because I'm not a camper. Both Jeremy and Holly are. Does anybody ever go camping by themselves?
Oh yes.
I mean, yeah, probably. I've
never heard of
it. It's got to be
the option, but
it's probably the greatest thing ever. You're just alone with your thoughts in the wilderness, and
hopefully no phone,
no
service.
Phone signal. It's probably great.
I probably would like that solo camping. I'm not saying it's never been done, but I've never heard anybody talking about it.
Yeah,
like I'm just going by myself for 3 days to the mountains. I'm gonna camp. You know, you hear stuff like that, Holly, and you think stuff like Unabomber or something, you know?
Oh, my God.
Well, you do. Ask Holly.
Really?
You
don't think like peace and tranquility and just happy thoughts?
I'm not saying everybody who does that is, but it's just where my mind went.
Okay. So you've known all these ladies since first grade, huh?
Yeah, first grade.
That's impressive. So how many years is that for you?
I'm 26 now, so.
All right, so.
I think what,
20 like, years.
20 years, yeah.
20 years.
Yeah, long time.
Wow.
What's your camping food that you like the most?
I don't know if I, like, I don't get too into the camping food. I just keep it really simple with sandwiches and, you know, s'mores. Well, I guess s'mores would be my favorite, but.
There you go.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Where are you guys going to go?
Dom, are you going to show up or something?
Mike.
So many
We're
questions.
We're going to Lake McConaughey in Nebraska.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fun trip. Well, good for you. Well, listen, we're really glad you called. You've been listening for a long time, I guess. So thank you for spending your mornings with us. We really appreciate it, Holly.
Yeah, it's exciting talking to you guys.
Well, it was great for us, too. And this is going to be a podcast. So on your trip, download the podcast and share. Why don't you do a shout out to all the ladies who are going on the trip with you?
Name them all.
All right. Caitlin and Abby and Karen.
You're still getting along with Abby, huh?
Who's the one you guys dislike the most, but nobody will say?
Yeah, it's got to be Abby.
No, they're all amazing people.
Well, you have to say that because now they're listening.
No, yeah, right.
Yeah,
if you could get rid of one of them, which one would you get rid of?
Yeah, you got to kick one of them out of the group. Which one's going to go?
Oh, I can't do that.
It'd be Abby. Just say Abby. Abby sounds like a troublemaker. That's a troublemaker's name. She's going to eat all your s'mores. She's going to eat all your s'mores and fill up your septic tank in the RV. Get rid of her.
No.
All right.
Holly, thanks for letting us play with you. Have a great day, all right?
All right. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Definitely Abby.
Can't stand her.
She never stops talking.
She never chips in.
Alyssa, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, it's Alyssa, everybody. What are you up to today?
I am at work.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What is that job?
Yeah, what do you do?
I am a mobile dog groomer.
Oh, yeah. Is that a good gig? I see those all the time in my neighborhood.
Do you get bit a lot? I mean,
it really took off in the last, 5 to 10 years. Like, this is not something I saw, 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And now, every street corner, I see a groomer, and it's great. We all, honk at each other and wave, we're all...
Do you, all or is it, unspoken competition? You know,
you don't let the air out of their
tires. Yeah, I was going to say, are you parking a few blocks down and running over and jacking with their van?
No. It's so funny, because I thought that, but, we pass each other in the street, and we just look at each other, and, there's just exasperation, oh, my God.
Oh my God.
I feel you, dude. I'm so sorry.
We both smell like wet dogs.
Yeah, wet dog. It's it's super long days, but it's good money and it's fun.
Do you have one of those cutesy, names for your business?
It's actually pretty big. It's 15,000 pounds. It's about the size of a motorhome.
No. No. Like a cutesy
fun,
name.
A cute name.
You got to have,
for
a fun,
business.
You know, the wagon wash, you know?
No. It's actually, so we have a shop based in Parker, but, It's just a shop name, so it's not anything fun. There's dogs on the side of the van, but it's not a cute name or anything. It's kind of your basic.
Dumb.
Yeah. I didn't come up with it.
Do you just do dogs, or do you groom other pets as well?
Oh, yeah.
I am not brave enough to do anything but dogs, so.
Yeah, because my cat, Niles the Weirdo, is due for another shave because he starts doing and so, you know, it looks like a dinosaur when he's done or whatever. I didn't know if you did that in a mobile setting.
I'm not brave enough to see cats.
How many times have you been bit?
It'd be easier.
Like, seriously, or just kind of, like, nipped at?
Both. Either. I don't care.
I don't have many dogs that are actually too feisty. I did have two or three bites that landed me in the hospital, though.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. You had a couple or three bites that got you hospitalized?
Like deep puncture wounds.
Yeah, well, because, like, when a dog bites you, they have to go in, and they have to, like, make sure it's clean because they can get infected. So it's just, like, Bergman's comp sends you to the hospital regardless of how bad it is. If it's bad enough that, like, they think the doctor needs to go look at
it. It's a CYA thing. So where did they bite you?
Oh. I've gotten two in my arm, and then I had one that actually went through my face.
My goodness.
Yeah.
I'd wear a little, like a catcher's mask doing that.
Put on a hockey goalie's mask is what I'd put on, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I typically am faster than the dog, but... not always.
You have ninja-like reflexes?
Oh, my God.
You have to.
Were they big dogs? Because I always hear the big dogs are just fine and fun and dopey, and it's usually the little chihuahuas you got to worry about.
It's the yappy dogs, isn't it?
The dogs that bit me were all over 85 pounds.
Okay, so big boys. Man, that's scary.
And yet you keep getting right back up on the horse. You keep coming back in.
A lot of dirty dogs out there,
I love what I do. I love dogs. Better than people usually. So.
Yeah, well, name the last person who bit you.
Well, in like a fit of anger. No.
No, we're not talking about first grade.
Yeah, we're not talking about foreplay.
I don't think I can tell you.
You know, on that note, we will thank you for how long you've been listening to this show.
Well, actually, my entire life. So I remember. Probably as long as I can remember, it's like 5, 6.
Wow.
I'm gonna be 25 in a couple days, so.
Another 20-year listener.
20-year-olds listening.
Gracious.
Well, thank you.
Alyssa, we love you. We love you. Thank you for listening.
Wet kisses.
Guys.
Bye.
Yeah. I'm glad we did this again because,
good people,
again,
man.
The calls are fantastic.
Let's do one more.
We're going to do one more.
One more.
It's Sarah. All the pressure's on you now to keep this being a great segment, okay?
Okay. My name is actually Dara. It's spelled with a D, like Delta.
Dara.
Oh, Dara.
All right.
What's the origin of that?
There isn't really.
No?
Just your parents just pulled it out of their butts?
Let's do Sarah with a D this time.
There was a neighbor girl that they had that they knew named Dara when I was... before I was born, and they liked it, so they used it.
So that's the origin.
Here
that's
you
what
are.
I'm looking for. D-A-R-A-H?
Correct.
I'm going to have to look that up. What do you do, Dara?
I am a nurse in the neonatal intensive care unit.
Good human.
Yeah. So
thank you for doing that.
My question was going to be, do you have a job where you also get bit? And I don't think that happens.
No,
in
most
that
of my
department.
Patients don't have teeth.
Right.
Now, so my daughter-in-law is a nurse, and she has stories of being assaulted by patients, you know, several. She's been punched. She's been bitten. She's been
part of the gig. Yeah.
Sarah knows what I'm talking about. Oh, gracious.
It does happen. It does happen.
You doing anything fun this weekend or anything fun to wrap up summer?
Yeah, we're going on a girls' trip to Costa Rica tomorrow.
Another
girls' trip?
Oh, cool.
God, I've never been there. I've been to a lot of places, but not Costa Rica. Everyone says it is terrific. Have you been before?
Not been before. We're so excited.
Yeah. How many ladies are going?
11.
Wow, that's a big trip.
Now, if we put you on the spot and asked you to name,
do you have an Abby?
10, could you? Yes.
Do you want me to name everybody?
Yeah, give them a shout out.
Okay, so, Mary Ann.
Let me put it this way. Hold on. You name them, and Jeremy and I will pick the one
who's probably the worst.
Most trouble. Yeah.
All right, go. Yeah, Mary Ann.
Okay. Mary Ann, Trisha, Claire, Amy, Sarah, Julia, Madeline, Tasha, Addison, Sam, and myself.
Oh, my God.
I'm going Addison.
Trisha.
Addison.
See, I started to say Trisha, too, so maybe that's the one.
It might be Trisha.
Or Addison.
And she's the one that's the most trouble?
Yeah, but Don's saying Addison.
Addison is my daughter, so potentially. Oh.
Well, oh, no. She's out then.
Yeah, it's Trisha.
We're going to have to go back to Trisha.
Trisha's the worst.
Trisha's kind of the ringleader.
Is she? So she's bossy, yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
Bossy Trisha.
Yeah. She's going to get sloppy drunk tomorrow night and then, you know.
Yeah.
She's going to tell everyone who, you know, she didn't want Sarah to be there. Mm-hmm. She felt obligated
this
to invite Sarah.
This trip was great until Sarah brought her daughter.
We're all bringing our daughter.
Or Dara. Sorry, Dara.
Oops. Oh, Dara. Oops. Oh, I said it again. It's on our screen as Sarah. So
yeah,
that's why
we've got to blame Josh, our producer, for that. He's an idiot.
We'll punch Josh. He's, you know, Josh is the Addison of our group, you know, so.
Yeah, Josh is the Addison.
Dara, you are absolutely delightful. Thank you for making this a good segment for us today. I hope you have a great trip. You know, when you get back, send us some pictures. We'll put them on our Facebook page.
All righty, we'll do.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. 2 weeks in a row, and it went great.
So good.
Now you
tell
me.
So happy.
Do we try for the
triplicate? The trifecta?
Do we go for the turkey and next Friday try it again?
I would really like to, but we got a whole week ahead of us. We'll see how the week goes, I guess.
That's good stuff. Long time, first time. And so many of them have been listening for 20 years and never called. Wow.
Thanks, guys. Ladies.